910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Supreme Court decisions. I'm Sherry Preston. The U.S. Supreme Court releasing some more decisions today as the justices await their summer break, including an abortion case from the state of Idaho. ABC's Terry Moran.
At issue, whether Idaho's ban on nearly all abortions takes precedence over a federal law guaranteeing that patients in emergency rooms get the care they need, even in the rare cases when that might mean terminating a pregnancy.
The justices decided to send this back to a lower court for more direction. As of now, an Idaho woman whose health is at risk may still get an emergency abortion. The court in a 6-3 decision ruled that people accused of fraud by the SEC have the right to a jury trial in federal court. The SEC has used in-house proceedings in the past. The court ruled that is a violation of the Constitution. Supreme Court also rejecting a nationwide settlement with OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma that would have shielded members of the Sackler family, owners of Purdue, from civil lawsuits. It's unclear what happens next. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We could get a better idea today if Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss will face a recall election, and if so, where? The Wisconsin Elections Commission is considering the matter after agency staff this week determined recall petitioners collected enough valid signatures in Voss's old district that the state Supreme Court says is unconstitutional. The candidates for president hold their first debate tonight. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler is looking for a steady performance from President Biden.
Maybe not the most flashy president, but gets the job done. In every metric you look at, you can see how President Biden has followed through on his promises, how he's over-delivered, and Trump talked big and then did nothing.
Coverage on many of these Civic Media stations starts at 7:30. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will be offering free fishing equipment to rent at various state parks and forests. According to DNR officials, the rentals are meant for young people who are just starting to get into fishing or older residents who can't afford their own gear. The available equipment will include everything a new angler needs, like spinning rods and reel, casting plugs, bobbers, hooks, lines, and sinkers. Officials only ask that whoever borrows the equipment returns it in clean working condition. Superior's American Legion Auxiliary Unit 435 is holding a Georgia peaches sale to raise money for veteran services. According to a Fox 21 report, residents can pre-order the peaches and pick them up at the Bong Center in the second week of July. All of the profits will go to local veterans in the Superior area for things like food, gas, gift cards, and backpacks. In addition to the $40 flat of peaches, residents who participate will also get a pamphlet of recipes they can use the peaches in. Orders can be placed through email. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks add another guard. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. First round of the NBA draft last night, and with the 23rd pick, the Bucks selected A.J. Johnson, a 6'5" guard out of California who's just 19 years old. I asked Bucks GM John Horst if this is just another prospect to add to the roster.
When you get in that part of the draft, the assessment we had to make is here's a handful of guys that are win now. Here's a handful of guys that maybe have a higher development curve or a longer runway. I think he's a combination of both.
Baseball, the Brewers' Andrew Monasterio comes through with an RBI single to win the game 6-5 over the Rangers yesterday. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Of course, we're happy for the team, but so happy for Mona. He's working every day. He's always got a smile. He's in a great, has a great attitude every day, so the team pulls for him.
Former Packers receiver Randall Cobb and his family narrowly escaping their natural home at night after a fire started in their garage, believed to be ignited by an electric charger to their Tesla. Cobb saying they're lucky to be alive. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 75 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening. Some scattered thunderstorms after midnight, low of 58. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely with a high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
together in a debate of the issues important to you. Your first opportunity to hear from President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump is Thursday, June 27th.
Listen live on your local Civic Media radio station. Starting at 7:30 p.m., News Director Terry Bell, along with Todd Albaugh, host of The Todd Albaugh Show, will share insight on what's at stake.
The CNN Presidential Debate, live Thursday, June 27th. Coverage at 7:30, the debate at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station. The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome syndicated columnist Greg Schwemm and Superior, Wisconsin 4th of July Parade Coordinator Carolyn Nelson Cavias. It's going to be a great show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Kellen Butenoff coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text 855-752-4842 or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or what used to be Twitter. All kinds of things coming up on the show today. We're going to do a round of, would you like a side of corruption with that?
Ooh.
A little bit later on this hour. Next hour, as he does every other Thursday, the Acme Packing Company sports guru Paul Noonan will join us. Brewers sweeping the Rangers.
Sweeping the who?
The World Series champions. I know. That was pretty impressive. So I'm sure that will come up. And the Bucks, the NBA draft is getting underway. And Brittany Merlot will be here to talk weather and wine with Brittany Merlot coming up at 11:50. I hope you can stick around for that. We did have breaking news just as we were coming on the air this morning, and we will get into this further next hour at the top of the hour. But Supreme Court ruling, which leaked yesterday, hospitals in Idaho that get federal money must now allow emergency abortion care to stabilize patients, even though Idaho strictly bans abortions. This decision does not address the substance of the case. Litigation is continuing. The justice is just temporarily reinstating a lower court ruling that allowed hospitals to perform emergency abortions without being subject to prosecution under the ban. So effectively, the Supremes are just kicking the can down the road. I mean, this is good for women who need emergency care in Idaho because they could be refused.
But once again, I feel like it was either you or Dr. Lyerly who brought this up. What then constitutes emergencies? Because if you just say emergency care, if the doctor says, I am a doctor, it's an emergency. And then someone else says, no, it wasn't. You did a bad thing. You're now going to jail and she's going to jail. It must feel a skosh easier, but I mean, you're still like,
well, again, nothing has been decided permanently.
Yeah.
And so they can still overturn this after the election. And as someone commented on Twitter this morning, don't be fooled that this is some softening of the court's position on abortion. This is a deliberate assist to the GOP to postpone the ruling until after the election, so Trump and GOP candidates don't have to talk about it going into the election.
Oh yeah, because that's the other thing
They don't want to talk about this.
We've touched on it a little bit. These candidates have changed websites, changed stump speeches.
They have disappeared, disappeared things from their websites.
Oh my gosh. One of the biggest ones, Carrie Lake, took abortion off her website.
Oh,
she was one of the fervent pro-lifers.
Oh yeah. They just don't want to be tied to this at all, even though this is what they all ran on. This is what they all celebrated, was the overturning of Roe when Dobbs came out 2 years ago. So now they're trying to... They can't back away from this fast enough.
Nope.
No. I never said that. I didn't mean that. Whoops.
Yeah.
So again, we will talk about this a little bit more next hour at the top of the hour. Dr. Kristen Lyerly was here yesterday from 11 to 11:30. talking about some of what's happened on the ground since Roe fell. So Brendan commenting on the live stream. So our pro-life friends have managed to make it so more dead babies are being born in states like Texas, Florida, and Louisiana. And that's what we talked about yesterday with Dr. Lyerly, women being forced to carry non-viable pregnancies to term. Mm-hmm. I saw one woman interviewed who said, it's unbelievable knowing that instead of planning my child's first birthday party, while I am still carrying it, I am now planning for my child's funeral.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
The patented Jane Matinere. All right.
Yes. Let's move on. Debate. Presidential debate tonight. We will have coverage starting at 7:30 with Civic Media News Director Terry Bell and Todd Alba. That starts at 7:30 across the Civic Media Network. The debate itself is supposed to start at 8 o'clock. They usually run fairly on time.
Yeah.
It's unlike a rally, which can be, you know, the starting times can be.
Yeah, they have to answer to
the networks.
Networks and commercials and the money people.
So. Supposed to go about 90 minutes, and then we will have a 30-minute recap across all Civic Media stations after the debate tonight. A lot of people say, I've been seeing everything from 61% to 70% of Americans say they're going to watch.
Yeah, this is going to be an amazing thing because it is really stoke the fire. People are kind of like, oh, this is going to be a nothing burger. Why are we even doing this right now? Especially so early. Like, that's the thing that we have to remember. We essentially had very little to no primary. Everybody on the GOP was knocked out.
Right.
No one was a serious challenge in the Democratic Party to Joe Biden. So the fact that we're having a presidential debate in June versus, say, fall, usually it happens after the conventions. The fact that we're doing it now is kind of crazy. And people who casually follow elections like this are like, wait a minute, I was waiting to get, it's kind of like baseball for some people where they're like, I'll care about it more in the fall, like playoffs.
When we get closer.
Yeah, when the playoffs are happening, that's when I'll start caring. But now it's happening. And I got to say, I would pay a little bit of money to a charity that he hated to be in the room of Donald Trump right now, where, because he's all bloviating and all like, I'll go in there and blah, blah, but he is probably freaking out right now.
Do you think so?
I think so. Yeah, because he's a baby. He can't handle anything because he is probably saying the exact things to his staff that he's saying to the people about. He's going to be on drugs. He's going to, all these different things. And they just want him to focus, which I doubt they're even trying at this point. They're being like, all right, just put a quarter in him. Give him 90 minutes.
Send him out there and let him do his thing.
Yeah.
Well, you can't coach him.
No.
Donald Trump. I mean, you can't.
No.
He's going to, like you said, he's going to do what he wants to do anyway because he knows better.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
Than everyone.
Yes. He's only going to have people in the room saying, you're going to be great. You're going to destroy him. Don't let a turned off mic stop you, sir. You are our great leader.
And this is a different format than there have been in the past for presidential debates because,
correct,
as you just said, if you're not speaking, if it's not your time to speak, your mic's going to get cut off. Mm-hmm. That will be really interesting to see how Trump handles that.
And a big component, too, no audience.
Right. No one to play to.
Yeah.
There's no one to play to.
No one to suck up to him. No one to give him all the applause and the adulation,
right,
that is baked into his DNA that he requires to exist. He needs the support of others, and he's not going to get it.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be a different kind of debate tonight. Will you watch? I'm just curious. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Sharky from Racine is on the line. Good morning, Sharky. What do you want to say about tonight's debate?
I'm going to watch it like a bum on a pastrami sandwich. And I'll tell you this, or I should ask you this. Do we have enough information to indicate how the booths tonight are going to be set up, if they're going to be sound? If they're just cutting off his mic, he can bellow out.
So, yeah.
You know, once he bellows, off goes that oxygen, you know, I'm hoping. So
I don't think they're going to be in soundproof booths, Sharky, although that would be something.
Cone of silences.
Ooh, that's even better. We can bring back Get Smart. Yeah, I don't think they're going to be in booths, and it will, again, that's why I think that's going to be really fascinating to see how he handles that, having to take his turn and having to follow the rules.
No, that won't happen. Just because, but Sharky's right. Just because his mic will be cut off doesn't mean he won't talk, and we will hear what's happening because there will be other microphones picking up sound. So he will interrupt. That's all there is to it. It's just it'll be quieter interrupting. Tony listening, watching on the live show right now, said going to watch here in South Dakota. Hide your dog. Hope Biden brings it and convinces those on the fence. Me too. I said it before. If he can not only deliver a performance like he did at the State of the Union, I shouldn't say performance, bring the energy, but also handle Trump by just letting him spin out and being a president, which he is, being cool, calm, and collected, which Joe Biden can be. Maybe a couple of razzes, a couple of digs. I think we'll see something special tonight.
And I have to laugh about all of the right-wing media outlets because they're all over the... He's going to be hopped up now on energy drinks. First, I thought it was cocaine. Yeah. First, it was cocaine. He's going to be all jacked up. Trump said the other night he's going to get a shot in his butt for something. And now what, Red Bull? Now it's just Red Bull.
Right before, it's going to be like, Joe Biden, I saw him dumping pixie sticks down his gullet. He's just high on the sugar.
Shotgunning Red Bull in backstage, apparently.
Brendan on the live stream also said, CNN posted a mic check showing that you will not be able to hear him unless he yells. Well, guess what?
Well, he'll be yelling.
Boy, going to be yelling.
We got a great article from our friend and colleague Luke Mathers.
Yes.
About the Commission on Presidential Debates.
Yes.
Which was established in 1987, and it ran general election debates from 1988 on. And now it's kind of been neutered.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Because things have changed. Attitudes have changed. This will be in the show notes for the podcast today.
It's worth a read.
It's very much worth a read.
But things really fell apart, not surprisingly.
When?
During 2020, during the debate in Cleveland. The Commission on Presidential Debates and the Cleveland Clinic had put in place strict COVID-19 protocols. Attendees were tested that morning, results in the afternoon. With the full Monty, they weren't instant tests. These were tests. The audience was small. They were separated. Great ventilation. Masks required. When the Trump entourage came in, they sat down and took off their masks. A Cleveland Clinic doctor went over to them, Trump family and staff, asking them to follow the protocols, and were met with a figurative middle finger.
Yeah.
Trump's guests, including Jim Jordan and Marsha Blackburn, walking around maskless, delighting in flouting the rules.
And then what happened?
And we learned later that Trump had tested positive for COVID before the debate.
Yep.
Yeah.
So this is a group that exists to keep keep a standard and to keep, I don't want to say classy, but to make sure that they're important.
That rules are followed and protocols are followed. And yeah.
But here we are.
Yes, here we are. All right. Bingo cards for tonight's presidential debate. We talked about this yesterday. That's on the way. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Photographs, paperwork, and stories about the LGBTQ+ movement in our state now being collected for the Wisconsin First Archive Project.
It's a new effort to preserve and celebrate the history and national legacy of Wisconsin as the first state to prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation. Organizers say providing this history in one place will improve awareness and keep these memories alive. The effort is being led by Our Lives Media, a Madison-based nonprofit, which will offer a free online archive. It's a proud moment during this Pride Month to remember the fight for equal rights includes equality for all. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Matinere on Air. Jane Matinere, the Calvinator, on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text 855-752-4842. If you have the Civic Media app, which is completely free, you can call and text directly from the app or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin. Presidential debate tonight. Our coverage here on Civic Media will start at 7:30. With Civic Media News Director Terry Bell and our friend and colleague Todd Alba, who worked in government for a long time.
Yes.
And Todd's show, of course, from noon to 2 p.m. here across the network. So check that out. Our coverage starts tonight at 7:30. The debate itself is supposed to start at 8 p.m. and go for about 90 minutes, and then they'll have a little recap after that, too. We had talked about this a little bit yesterday about putting together a bingo card for tonight's debate.
Yeah.
Or we were talking about drinking games.
Yeah.
Is what it started out.
Yeah, exactly. Like any good Wisconsinites, everything starts off with a drinking component.
And Penny from La Crosse shared with us a bingo card that she put together for her friends for tonight's debate, which
yes.
is hilarious.
Yes.
And so some of her squares include fake news, travel ban, bing bing.
Yep.
Bing bing. America first, hate.
Oh.
The center square just says lie. So it's like kind of general lie.
Oh, it's the free space.
the lie free space. Build the wall. Make America great again. Many people are saying. And so we took Penny's great template and came up with our own. And we're calling it Bing Bong Bingo.
Bing Bong Bingo.
Bing Bong Presidential Bingo. Would you like to share?
Yes. So here's the great thing about technology. If you are watching the live stream right now on either Twitter/X, Facebook, or YouTube, you're about to see a first-time preview of the bingo, if this works.
If it works, we'll see. We're experimenting.
Yep, here we go. There we go.
Look at that.
It's a little janky, and it's designed, but as you can see, it's weird how it's showing up. But you can see basically the same idea as Penny. We have a bingo card. It says right there, 2024 presidential debate bingo, because if you have to watch, it might as well be fun.
Exactly. Give you something to do on the side.
We use some of Penny's ideas as well, and we use bing, 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 bong. But this is not just Trump. This is also
Joe Biden.
So we have, listen,
folks.
These
are things that they have actually said.
Yep. Huge. That's malarkey. We have ourselves a nobody's been treated as badly. That works as well.
Mm-hmm.
I know more about.
Anything.
We have, I'm serious. That's a Biden one. Haters and losers growing up in Scranton. That goes on and on. So if you're watching the live stream right now, you can see it. If you're listening right now, you're like, I want to see it. You'll be able to because I have put this bingo card along with the total file, which will give you
five options. See, all the same squares, but in different orders.
Exactly. You can download it on the Civic Media website for this show. So you're going to go to the podcast page, the show's page. Click on today's show. The first hour, you will see the file. You download it. You can print it, and you can use it tonight. Here's what we want you to do. Download it, print it, use it, and then send us pictures or videos of you playing the game tonight if you were going to be watching. You can do it by sending it to the email, janesays@civicmedia.us. You can text it to the text line for tomorrow's show when we're on. You can post it on our social medias, whether it's Facebook or Twitter. That's at Matinere on Air. We just want to hear from you. We want to see you playing some bingo. So here it is on the live stream right now. It's going to be on the website, on the show notes. Download, print, play.
It should be something to watch.
I mean, absolutely. Oh, Sue got a really good witch hunt.
Yeah, we forgot. Well, witch hunt. We forgot witch hunt. Yep.
We would have made a huge bingo card. A huge bingo card.
Brendan also says you missed radical.
True. There were a lot of Trumpisms that we just could not get to. America first. That's a bummer.
John Kay says, no, look, I really mean it. This is a sham bingo card. That's funny, John. Kidding, super funny. I'm glad you think so. And again, this is all courtesy of Penny is the one who gave us the idea for this. Penny from La Crosse yesterday. So,
but then Jane sends me a text yesterday afternoon going, can we make
can
a
we
bingo card?
Do this?
And
that
the
be cool?
Internet came and said, yes, you can.
So again, after the show, once Greg gets the show notes posted, go to the first hour. Mm-hmm. Go to the show notes. Download the file.
Yep.
Print off the bingo cards. Again, there are five different cards, same words, but arranged differently because we don't want everyone to win at the same time.
Exactly. That's
going to have to, you know, the prize is going to have to be up to you.
Yeah. You make up your own prizes.
Right. And let us know what you decide, too.
Exactly.
I'd love to know that.
Oh, I'm really hoping. Seriously, if we just have at least two people tell us what's happening, we could talk about it for an hour. It's going to be so much fun.
It will be worth it.
It'll be huge.
Oh, and I do want to go back to just one thing.
Yes.
That we skipped last hour with all this talk from right-wingers and right-wing media talking about how Joe Biden's going to be all hopped up on something tonight. There are several compilations of the former president doing nothing but sniffing during various events, speeches, debates.
Yeah.
So if you want to talk about somebody, I don't know, potentially snorting something.
Oh, the old booger sugar? Oh.
I think you're looking at the wrong person. We're not going to listen to too much of this because it's a minute. Someone put together a minute and a half of nothing but sniffing.
Folks, you're thinking to yourself, that's not that much. Think of 90 seconds of what you're about to hear.
Yeah, Calvin, play just a little bit of this. Yeah, that's enough.
That man never met a line he didn't like.
There's actually some people who have made songs out of the sniffs.
They've used the sniff as beats.
Oh, my goodness.
You feeling good now?
I am.
All right, good.
Bingo.
Bing Bong Bingo 2024. Presented by Matt and Aaron
and Civic Media. And again, thanks to Penny for that idea. Our coverage tonight starts at 7:30 with news director Terry Bell and Todd Alba. Supposed to start at 8 p.m., 90 minutes long, and then a 30-minute recap. We also wanted to just remind you, if you're looking for something new and stylish for the summer.
I'm always looking for something new and stylish.
You know where you can go, Greg Bach? You go to civicmedia.us.
I've heard of this website.
And you go to the shop button, and you click on that.
Yeah.
And there's several different versions of our t-shirts, and we have a pretty nice baseball cap that says Civic Media on it. It's one way to help us spread the word. If you could help us spread the word that we're out here, that would be fantastic. All right, we have news coming up next. And then when we return, would you like a soupçon of corruption with that? You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Flags across Wisconsin are flying at half staff to honor the life of Lincoln Hills youth prison teacher Corey Prue, who was killed this week. The 49-year-old was attacked by an inmate Monday night and died the next day. The 16-year-old suspect is being charged as an adult. Wisconsin's votes in the race for president is a dead heat among registered voters.
It's 50-50 this time. It was 49-51, Trump leading by two last time. So it's just tightened, but it's still dead tight.
Marquette Law School poll director Charles Franklin says President Biden has a two-point lead among likely Wisconsin voters. In the race for U.S. Senate, Tammy Baldwin leads Eric Hovde 52-47. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Two Democratic candidates for Wisconsin's 73rd Assembly seat took part in their first public forum on Wednesday at the University of Wisconsin-Superior. The forum, hosted by the League of Women Voters, gave Douglas, Bayfield, and Ashland County residents a chance to see John Adams and Angela Stroud share their competing visions for the district. According to a Northern News Now report, Adams focused on the working class in his time, while Stroud's main priorities focused on education and environmental concerns. The Duluth Police Department is hoping to get more kids interested in fishing and build more relationships with the community. According to a Northern News Now report, the Larry and Donna Polkebeck Foundation is helping them achieve that goal. Earlier this week, the police department announced an $8,000 donation to their Get Hooked on Fishing program from the foundation. The fishing program lets officers take kids fishing across the region, including on Lake Superior, every Tuesday throughout the summer. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Charges could be filed soon against multiple individuals in relation to Matthew Perry's death last fall. A joint investigation by the LAPD, DEA, and the U.S. Postal Inspection Service could result in criminal charges after Perry's death from the acute effects of ketamine. Perry was found unresponsive in a hot tub at his home last October 23rd. Authorities initially did not think foul play until an autopsy determined there were other contributing factors. Here's a Pete pick specifically for the motorcycle crowd. The Bike Riders is a well-done film that members of the motorcycle community will enjoy more than others. It's well-acted and written and looks good, if not a bit slow at times. The film stars Thomas Hardy, who does his best Marlon Brando, Austin Butler, and Jodie Comer, who gives an excellent performance. The film got positive reviews to the tune of 81% on Rotten Tomatoes. Bike lovers and biker gang members will love The Bike Riders. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A high-pressure system dominates the day, bringing calm winds, partly sunny skies, and cooler highs in the low 70s. Clouds will start to thicken tonight as light showers push in tomorrow morning, and then storm chances spark up again at night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Bella Devan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we get you ready for the presidential debate, Biden v. Trump. Everything you want to know right here. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
To the whack, whack, whack of the match. Corruption.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, the Calvinator, coming to you from our studio in sunny downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. If you are just joining us right before the news, we were talking about tonight's presidential debate. Our coverage will start at 7:30 across Civic Media, hosted by our news director, Terry Bell, and our friend and colleague, Todd Alba. The debate itself is supposed to start at 8 o'clock, going to go about 90 minutes, and they'll have a 30-minute recap to following tonight's debate. But we were having a little fun, inspired by listener Penny from La Crosse, who shared with us yesterday a bingo card she drew up for tonight's presidential debate. So we kind of stole her idea. Tweaked it, shall we say.
We borrowed the idea and made some tweaks.
Yes. And so we have our presidential debate bing bong bingo calendar right there. You can see it if you're watching on the live stream. And once the show notes are posted, it takes about, 45 minutes after the show?
Yeah, it should be done then.
Check the show notes, and there will be a file in there that you can download. And then you can print off our bing bong bingo cards tonight if you're going to be watching the debate. Prizes are up to you.
Yeah, we're not supplying
those. We're not supplying those, and you can decide if you have to drink. If you want to make it a drinking game, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah, or just bragging rights.
Yep, that too. But if you want to have a little fun, and it's deadly serious, I really do. We generally want people to watch the debate.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I understand the desire to crawl in a hole and pretend this stuff isn't happening, but it is. Yeah. So we're trying to give you some reason to, if you weren't going to watch it, maybe now this will be the push.
So really quick, we got a comment on the live stream from Tony saying, can you post the bingo card link? I can't at this moment. So here's what you're going to do. I'll make it really quick. You will go to civicmedia.us, click on the shows tab, find Matt and Air on Air, and then you're going to find today's first hour show.
Divided into 2 hours.
Correct. And then you will see that when you open that up, you will see the download immediately. So I can't give it because it's not generated yet, but just go find the podcast, the first hour podcast version of the show on civicmedia.us in the show tab, and you should have it right there ready for you.
And then we would love to see pictures too if you decide to play along tonight.
Yes.
And you can also feel free to alter them. If you have some other words you would rather have on there, please, but be our guest.
Be our guest.
Exactly. All right, we're going to change. Speaking of the Supreme Court, on a 6-3 party line vote yesterday, the Supreme Court ruled state officials may accept gratuities from people who want to reward them for their official actions, despite a federal anti-corruption statute that appears to ban such things. Would you like a side of corruption with that? Justice Brett Kavanaugh, writing the opinion in Snyder versus U.S., for the court's Republican-appointed majority, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson wrote the dissent on behalf of the court's three Democrats. This will blow your mind.
Yeah.
This is going to, I think. So this case turns out a distinction between bribes and gratuities. This is the sticking point. According to Brett Kavanaugh, bribes are payments made or agreed to before an official act in order to influence that person with respect to that future act. So, if I understand this correctly, Greg Bach.
Yes.
I'm going to give you $100.
You heard that here.
I'm going to give you $100.
Yes.
So that you give me the headliner spot at Laughing Tap.
Jane, I can't do that. That is a bribe that you are trying to pay me for something before the fact. I'm just going to stand over here looking at the weather.
Now, on the other hand, a gratuity, Greg Bach.
Oh, yes. What's up?
That is typically made to an official after an official act as a token of appreciation. So if you gave me the headlining spot at the Laughing Tap and I performed and afterwards I gave you $100.
Yes.
That's a tip.
Yeah.
That's just a thank you.
Let's call it a consulting fee.
Sure.
Yeah.
According to this article in Vox, if this seems like a negligible difference, the facts of this case will only underscore this. So here is the specific case involved. James Snyder, a former mayor, took $13,000 gratuity from a trucking company after the city of which he was mayor bought five trash trucks from said company for $1.1 million. Snyder said the money was a consulting fee, but federal prosecutors charged him with violating the anti-corruption statute. Statute prohibits state officials from corruptly accepting anything of value from any person with the intent to be influenced or rewarded for that official act. So, Mr. Snyder takes 13 grand from a trucking company after the city bought five trash trucks from that company for $1.1 million.
Yes.
So this was a tip. It was a thank you.
Yeah.
It wasn't a bribe.
Mm-mm.
Because
no.
They gave the money, the $13,000, to Snyder after the company bought the trucks.
As you know, Jane, I used to work for a mayor.
Yes.
And he helped, he advised, like, they purchased many things in the time he was there that I worked for him. You know, they purchased trucks, they purchased, you know, things that worked in the city. Major purchases, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars. Never once did he get a kickback. I mean, sorry,
a gratuity
for services. And like these air quotes I'm doing are doing the heavy lifting. Services rendered. This is ridiculous. And you said something that I was thinking. 13 grand is a very odd amount of money. Like, not 15, not 20, or for 1.1 million, just make it 100 grand while you're at it. But here's 13 grand. Good luck on buying half of a new car.
And that really stood out to me, too. It's like, that's such an arbitrary number.
Yeah. There's more money. There's more money somewhere.
Oh, you think?
Oh, I think so. I think 13 grand was the official. I think there's a mattress full of cash. That's where my little conspiracy brain's going.
The only thing that would make me more suspicious if it was like $13,007. Because it just doesn't seem to make any sense.
Well, I wanted 10, but I got it for 13 so I could pay the taxes on it. Because what am I, a criminal?
As Ketanji Brown writes, Jackson writes in her dissent, the most natural reading of this statute is that it targets both bribes and gratuities. Mm-hmm. And again, a bribe is a payment that will influence a future decision, but a gratuity is a payment rewarding a past decision.
Bribe is before, gratuity is
that, after.
It's like when you don't pay for your meal up front. Oh, sometimes you do. No, wait, I don't. This is ridiculous.
This should outrage everyone.
Yeah. And
it really should.
Oh, I'm going to tell you something that's going to outrage our listeners even more. Guess which two justices did not recuse themselves from the case?
Don't tell me.
Yeah.
This is tough.
It's not Thurgood Marshall.
Okay.
It's not John Jay.
No. I would posit that it is Clarence Thomas.
Bing, bing, bing.
And Sam Alito.
Bing, bing, bong.
Hmm.
Yeah. Two gentlemen who are currently living, I think their homes are located in the pockets of billionaires. Like,
pretty
they have
sure.
property inside the pockets of billionaires. And no, they did not recuse themselves. They went along and decided on the case and decided on the side of bribery. I'm sorry, gratuities.
Gratuities.
My mistake. It's really hard to, I'm sorry.
855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Is it bribery or is it just a gratuity? It's a thank you. Perfectly natural, perfectly normal. What's the problem?
We got a text message from Matt in Germantown. He said, but if a gratuity is expected to come, is it a bribe? ? And yeah, honestly, that question just muddies it all up as well. This is so, and honestly, the explanation by Justice Kavanaugh, Associate Justice Kavanaugh, that, yeah, like, I feel like the way he says it, bribes are payment. Like, he had his hands on his hip with his head bouncing like, you are dumb kids.
Let me explain to you very slowly.
Let dad speak, and dad is right, and don't question. Now I'm going to take my $13,000 motorcycle that I got, and I'm going to ride off in the sunset.
Well, can't this then be applied to Gold Bar Bob? Gold Bar Bob Menendez?
He was just... Were these bribes? Did he get kickbacks?
Well, I mean, wouldn't this just be a gratuity? You know, so he did some illegal lobbying on behalf of foreign governments, but they thanked him afterwards. Not before. I mean, we don't know when he got all the gold bars and the cash. Did that come before he did the illegal lobbying or after?
Is it weird that it still bothers me that it's only like 450 grand? Like, when you were like, he's stashing gold bars and cash, I'd be like, oh, there's got to be millions of dollars. They're like, no, it's like about a house.
That's
really?
Still a lot of money cash.
It's a lot of money, but my brain that was raised in Hollywood says, you know, it should be cash and gold that's worth millions and millions. I think it's funny because it's such, once again, this is just a scenario like a villain. Bob Menendez sounds like a villain. The Supreme Court justices sound like villains. It's just all, we're devolving into a Batman comic book.
855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Karina joining us from Milwaukee. Good morning, Karina. What do you think about this?
Well, if police stops me to give me a speeding ticket and decides that to give me a warning, I guess I can give $300 to a policeman then for tips.
Why not?
Well, you're just giving him a tip, right? You're just, it's a thank you.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one thing I'm saying, why police? It's because all of it is a civil service. You went and you committed your life for a civil service. Nothing else. No gifts, no benefits other than to be a service to your country and people, and no tips. You're not a freaking waiter.
That's the core thing. You're not a freaking waiter.
Thank you, Karina, very, very much. Thank you, as always, for listening. It is mind-blowing to me.
Yeah.
It really is. Brendan Lewis says, the guy who got a free country club membership and his credit card debit paid, and he's talking about Brett Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
There's lots and lots of questions about old Brett.
We might even have ourselves a fun game for tomorrow. I'm thinking about it.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm thinking about, we might put it in the, stay tuned for tomorrow's episode. We were thinking about the Supreme Court and just the fact that, you know, they're up for sale.
It sure seems that way.
Yeah.
It sure seems that way. I've said for a long time, I think they should wear patches on their robes like NASCAR drivers do, so we know who owns them. It would just be easier. And we can take the guesswork out of it. And if they're not wearing your patch, then you need to pay them more money.
Yep, exactly. There you go.
You are listening to Matt Nair on air. You can always join us. Call or text 855-752-4842. Stay close. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home?
California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, and Sweet Gal B coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Calvin standing by to screen your calls at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Coming up after 11 o'clock, going to be talking about another, lots of activity with the Supreme Court today.
Yes.
They're issuing decisions, more expected tomorrow, and now they are also expected to go into next week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, at least the early part of next week. So it will be interesting. They still have not issued any rulings about complete and total presidential immunity. I still think that they're going to drop that tomorrow and then scatter away for the weekend. I hope I'm wrong.
I hope you're wrong, too. Well, I don't care if what they do afterwards. I just hope they just say, no, you don't have that. You have certain immunities as president. Like, I can't sue the president if my car seatbelt doesn't work. But total and unqualified immunity? I mean, what are you even talking about?
This shouldn't even be a thing.
Yeah.
We shouldn't even be here. So they made it issued a decision. It leaked yesterday. And now it turns out this is the decision, and it affects emergency rooms in Idaho and whether or not they have to treat women who are miscarrying and need an abortion. So we will talk about that after the 11 o'clock news. If you are just joining us, we were just talking about another decision from yesterday. On a 6-3 vote, the court ruled state officials can accept gratuities from people who want to reward them for official actions. So a bribe is made before an official act, but a gratuity is after the act has been done, just as kind of a thank you. And this goes back to the mayor of a town who accepted $13,000 after the city decided to buy 5 trash trucks from that company for over $1 million.
Do you think he handed them like one of those like handheld things and they were filling it out and then there was a little tip option?
Tips, $10,000,
yeah.
$13,000, $15,000.
Which really, when you think about it, like 20%, that's a...
He got ripped off.
He got ripped off, man.
He did get ripped off.
That company is bad tippers.
We should take this up.
We should.
You were robbed, yeah. Man. You were robbed.
You can accept more if you want. I mean, it's fine.
Come on. Round it up to 25 or
what's one point,
something.
What's $1.3 million between friends?
And then also, and it was one of our friends on the live stream who pointed out that there was another decision regarding the Sackler family. And Purdue.
Yeah, so the New York Times reporting by way of Abby Van Sickle out of Washington said the Supreme Court ruled that members of the wealthy Sackler family cannot be shielded from lawsuits over their role in the opioid crisis as part of a bankruptcy settlement that would channel billions of dollars to victims and their families. It was a 5-4 decision written by Justice Neil Gorsuch, and he held that the federal bankruptcy code does not authorize a liability shield for third parties in bankruptcy agreements. Now, the Justice Brett Kavanaugh actually wrote the dissent on this one, and he said, quote, the decision is wrong on the law and devastating for more than 100,000 opioid victims and their families. Now, this is the part that kind of confuses me, because this just came out.
Just broke.
So I don't have I'm not a lawyer, so I can't contextualize this, but it says that the decision jeopardizes a carefully negotiated settlement Purdue and the Sacklers had reached, in which the members of the family promised to give up to $6 billion to states, states, local governments, tribes, and individuals to address the public health crisis. And to me, what it sounded like was they can't not pay if they declare bankruptcy. That's what my brain says. But if Judge Brett Kavanaugh is saying, and this article is saying, that this decision puts that settlement into jeopardy, that's where I would love to have like a Maggie Dunn or a Jim Santel come on, maybe explain it a little bit deeper for us to make us understand the financial implications that come from this decision.
And by the way, Jim Santel, who is a lawyer and has a show on Saturdays here on Civic Media called Amicus Brief, and I highly encourage you to listen. He is going to be joining us on Tuesday.
Great.
At 10:30 after the 10:30 news on Tuesday. We have lots of different legal questions about so many different cases.
Yeah.
And so we will certainly be talking about this gratuity versus bribery. Give me a break, people.
Supreme Court cases used to be like there was like maybe one in the bunch that was interesting that came out every season.
And now it never ends.
It's all entertainment now. It's all these things.
Tony says on the live stream, if we can't protect our own oligarchs, what kind of country are we running?
You're right,
Tony.
You're very.
They're struggling.
They're struggling, people.
They're struggling.
Yeah. I mean, we almost took away their freedom to bribe people.
That's so wrong.
We had to rebrand it.
Right. Rebranding is a good way to put it. All right. Don't forget, presidential debate is tonight. A lot of people say many people are saying, Greg Bock, that they're going to be watching. So we borrowed an idea from listener Penny in La Crosse, who shared with us yesterday her bingo card that she's got ready for tonight's presidential debate. So we kind of took her idea and tweaked it a little bit.
Yes.
If you are watching on the live stream, Greg Bock, you can put that up there. Here is a copy of the bingo card that we came up with among the squares, and we're calling it Bing Bong Bingo. We have Bing Bing Bong. Come on, man. Rigged. Growing up in Scranton. Haters and losers. These are among some of the boxes. And these are things that both candidates have actually said.
Yes.
So there are some Bidenisms in there.
Yep.
And there are lots of Trumpisms in there as well, including many people are saying.
I threw in there a my friend Barack Obama in there, just in case. To me, if he says that, that's a big one. Malarkey, that's the one where you get a high five. If you're drinking a sociable, like...
That's a five-pointer.
Yes.
Malarkey for malarkey. But those are our rules. You can set up your own rules and your own prizes for however you want to play Bing Bong Bingo tonight during the presidential debate. It will be in the show notes.
Yes.
So after the show is over, go to civicmedia.us, click on Matt Nair on Air. You look for the first hour. There will be a file in there that you can download. Right in the description. And then you can print off. We have five different copies. They all have the same phrases, but in different places. So you can play Bing Bong Bingo tonight. And the free space from Andrew, that's if both candidates actually show up. Because there is still that possibility.
I mean, there's no way Joe's not showing up. He can't not show up. But Trump could drop out and just be like, I don't care. And
I don't want
to
go.
People are like, yeah, don't go to the corrupt debates. It's CNN. Ugh.
News is coming up next. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the Debate Day edition of The Devil's Advocates. We'll have Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chairman Ben Winkler and Party at the Barrymore Theater. See you there.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.